And finally, the Catholic bishops in the United States yesterday adopted new guidelines on ministry to homosexuals and also adopted a document reminding the faithful to refrain from communion if they are knowingly persisting in sinful behavior. Separately, the bishops voted to restructure the conference's Washington headquarters so American dioceses would send less money to the conference, which would in turn cut jobs and committees. The meeting is taking place in Baltimore, where the country's first diocese is also celebrating the bicentennial of its cathedral, the Basilica of the Assumption. Tracy McClure has this report.
The bishops of the United States are meeting this year in Baltimore, Maryland. The annual fall meeting would have taken place down the road in the nation's capital, but the bishops were celebrating the renovations at the Basilica of the Assumption, the cathedral which is considered the mother church of Catholicism in the United States. The Cardinal Archbishop of Baltimore, Cardinal William Keeler, spoke about what was on the agenda.
We have begun to consider various issues, including a statement on the war in Iraq, and I'm very happy that I was able to make a presentation on behalf of our Pro-Life Activities Committee. But we're looking at other issues, too.
The bishops will be debating those topics in several meetings this week before final statements are issued. But one thing they all already agree on is the beautiful renovations done on the cathedral.
I could not have been more pleased with a very positive reaction. And I watched the bishops as they came in. And they took the renewed basilica in, which is so bright, and the prior version was so dark, and their faces were illuminated as they saw how beautiful it was.
The basilica sits on a hill just north of downtown on land acquired in 1803 by John Carroll, the nation's first Catholic bishop. The cornerstone was laid in 1806 and the building completed in 1821. This week's meeting of the Bishops' Conference is considered the highlight of its bicentennial celebrations. I'm Tracy McClure.